We recognize that progress has been made, that Germany is accepting a genocide and they want to apologize. But the amount of the reparation or the atonement that they want to settle for is very little. No respectable polity, civilization can really afford to be atoned in such a very low amount. They want to pay a 1 billion euros over a period of 30 years. Taking inflation into consideration, that money would cost a total real value of over 6 billion Namibian dollar. And these are funds that the Germans are already using to renovate their own castles in Berlin. Are you saying that a decimation and the killing of so many people that have lost land disposition, economic disposition through cattle and livestock are really worth than a renovation being done in Germany at one of their castles? So we are appealing to the moral conscience of the German leadership. We are appealing to the moral conscience of our own government in this country that we can't settle for such a quantum. Knowing that Namibia is the only country that is a German-speaking African country with a population of only 2.5 million people, we believe that the moral conscience of the Germans must be heightened, that they can do better and they ought to do better in atoning for the wrongs that were done.
So what ball figure is the opposition proposing? Because you are literally kicking against the agreement that the funds being offered by the German administration is not enough. What figure will be enough to satisfy?
Well, a figure that is enough is anything that is respectable. Of course, we are not pushing for trillions of dollars, but we are saying a respectable figure that would be able to turn around the economic base of the descendants. Because you have to put it in this way if you want to make a computation of some sort. A life of a Namibian whose parents suffered under the genocide, and you put it with the life of a German citizen who has inherited land that was gotten through disposition. In 30 years, if you help these people in with this amount, well, what would their life be? They would not even be at par with the life of the person who has benefited from the proceeds of genocide. A fair amount should be an amount that addresses the economic upliftment of those communities. And we are saying 6 billion over a period of 30 years would not do that. I have written to the leadership of Germany, to the leader of the CDU, which is the largest party, the leader of SPD, and the leaders of the Greens, to meet them to discuss a possible agreement to find a respectable deal.
With the letter that you have written, how pragmatic do you think that is to sit down with this groups in order to revisit this agreement? Because it looks like it's a done deal. The government has signed it on it. The Nama people said involved.
The documents was initialed by the two governments, but they are not signed. Parliament of both countries must assent to the deal. The German government, the German parliament through the Bundestag, and the Namibian parliament through our National Assembly should approve the deal. At this point in time, the government of Namibia has not presented the deal to our parliament for discussion. They have just provided the deal for note-taking that this is what transpired. So the reason that we are seeking a pragmatic approach, we are speaking to German leaders that has influence over their members of parliament, that when they go into parliament, so that we go and amend. We are not saying because we understand the economic realities of the world. So do we understand that all people are globally are suffering financially to be able to pay up. But I think Germany can do better. Because I can make this very simple argument and say that the German as a country that has atoned the Jews, they have paid 776 billion over the last 70 years to the Jews. Is it because we are black? So what we are saying to Germany is that Germany can do better and they ought to do better.
Mr. Makary, do you think you have the numbers in parliament to demand what you are asking for? Because it appears SWAPO has a majority that could append their signature to this agreement and it would be a done deal. How do you respond to that?
Well, politics is a game of possibilities and impossibilities. We are appealing to the moral conscience of the SWAPO leadership that we want this deal in the broader and longer interest of all the people of this country. When this motion was adopted by the National Assembly, it was adopted by all parties, including SWAPO. The motion that was brought by Chief Riwako in 2006 was adopted by all parties. We also want this deal to be adopted by all parties in parliament, but we need improvement on the deal so that it addresses the concerns that we have. So I have written to our country's leader, the president of our country, and I'm hopeful that he will see me very soon so that we usher out what we think can be improved in this deal.